What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Check this out.
Women, in order to have men fall in line.
No, as they should. As they should. I am 100% on the side of the government imposing more laws and more restrictions on men. I'm 100% behind it. You know why?
Why?
Because it makes guys that much quicker to get their head out of their own ass. You see what I'm saying? Because let me explain this. Have you ever bumped into a dude, Yeetus, in the current year who, like, is completely blue pill, right? Like, huh? The marriage laws? What do you mean a guy gets hoed? You're like, you're sitting looking at him like, you can't be like this, right? Like, there's no way, right? Right. In the current year, you're this blind. Okay, so the only way to get guys on the same track, because let's be honest, the women are on the same track. We all agree with that. Like, all the women are on, like, they follow the same script, right? The hive mind.
Yes.
I mean, look, and this includes the chameleons, right? You guys ever notice, Yeetus, within like the last, what do you think, about the last year or so, like basically every chameleon's gotten exposed, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, basically, it's the acceleration of destruction, right? The theory that I have is the sooner this gets destroyed, the sooner men can step in and say, all right, let's unfuck this shit, let's fix this, because obviously this little experiment that we had where women participate in our modern civilization isn't fucking working. Ergo, we need to go back to the old ways where women just stay at home. Or at least adjust the laws to where women can work for themselves and have less power to be able to fuck us over, right? In other words, they can't fucking divorce us for half our shit. You know, the marriage laws are just completely fucked. And we allowed this as men. We won't figure out a way how to band together and unfuck this shit in the court systems. Literally, I've got, 74 subscribers? And I don't know how many subscribers you men have, plus whatever other subscribers that my subscribers may have. All of us can literally just go to one court system and say, we don't want to fucking deal with this shit anymore. And we could immediately protest and have all those fucking laws taken out within a year. If we literally, I mean, canceling these courts by not getting married just isn't enough. Within a year, we could have these guys at the fucking mercy, right? There's tons of fucking ways we can do it. All we got to do is source it out, and we could do that together. But we choose not to. Why? Too much work. To, you know, fucking, I don't know what it is. Back in the day, the fucking people in the revolution, or during the revolution, somehow managed to have enough time to write correspondence to every motherfucker on planet Earth and still wage a war. Can't figure out how to, you know, can't figure out how to unfuck ourselves. But, you know, that's another time, another period, another decade, or another, you know, another past that we could just kiss goodbye. Drexel. Little did I know he and I have way more in common than I thought. He and I have the exact same mindset. The sooner this bullshit collapses, the sooner we can just fucking step in and say we told you so. But here's the real question. Let's say we get everything our way. Right? Whatever that world may look like to you. Because my world may not look like yours. For example, I think that women should still be able to say, hey, we want to get a divorce, but at least not take half of our shit. And if we have kids together, you know what? We want you to be able to hang in there and not dip into the fucking, you know, not dip into a man's, not dip into a man's, what is it? retirement or ask for alimony or any of that bullshit. And if a woman says, like, oh, well, we gave you all this time and you're just gonna blah, 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 it's like, no, dude, we gave you time too. Make no mistake. And I love how fucking, how women do that bullshit. Well, we gave you all of this time and you're just gonna walk away from us. And it's like, no, motherfucker, I gave you my time too. What, is my time not worthy? Are you not fucking analyzing how much time I gave you? Like, it's just, this is just all about you? Dude, by the way, not bullshitting you. As soon as I fucking heard a girl say that on one of these fucking dating apps, dude, I pulled out. Dude, I pulled away so fucking fast. Deleted the bitch's number, deleted all of her pictures, just got over it. I was like, nope, not gonna get me. And this is just chick after chick after chick. Eventually, I just fucking, like, dude, I don't want to subscribe to another month. And these guys, and dude, by the way, the programmers of the website reached out to me and asked me why didn't I want to resubscribe for another month, out of a 3 month thing. And I just said, keep the $50, just leave me the fuck alone. Like, don't. This was after like 2 weeks. I had the fucking app for 2 weeks and I was like, I don't want to subscribe to another month. And they were like, why not? And I was like, dude, the quality of women on this site fucking suck dick. And, you know, it's like the date, like, dude, these fucking chicks are out for money, financial help, financial gain, or some kind of leg up, or just like, they want a man to fucking bail them out of their problems is what it is. I don't need a man. I want a man to pay for my clothes, to pay for my shoes, to pay for my makeup, to pay for this, to pay for that. Yeah, they want a man, all right. And it's like, okay, what do you want a man for? To be there, to protect me, to finance me, to help me, to build together. To build together is just another way of saying I want them to spend their money on me. That's it. That's the ultimate fucking bullshit that I've realized, is that women have this fucking poetic way of like just taking dog shit and then just fucking magically turning it into something verbally that it isn't. It just isn't. My ex used to fucking pull that shit, and I would just have to fucking cut through the shit and then just tell her exactly what it was. Like, no, dude, you need me. You're trying to buy a home and you don't want to go broke. And you know that I'm gonna have a fucking job. And some chump with a shit job is better than no chump. That's what this fucking situation is. Well, guess what, bitch? I live in Nevada, I'm making $1,500 a month, and I don't need your ass. You could suck both sides of my dick. Go fuck yourself. You should have stayed when I fucking told you to stay. And now you're kicking yourself in the fucking teeth because you didn't. Well, go fuck off. Go fuck that other guy whose fucking name you got tattooed on you. Dumb bitch. She fell. Oh, why do you talk to me like this? Unreal, dude. She tries to use me, and then when I talk to her like a fucking man, the only language she manages to fucking speak, somehow I'm the asshole. Fucking unbelievable, dude. Unfucking real. That's exactly how they fucking think. God forbid you put them in their fucking place. Especially if they don't like you, because then you're a piece of shit. But if they like you and then you fucking talk to them like that, oh, you're the bad boy. Fucking unreal, dude. These women fucking cast spells on themselves. It's fucking unbelievable. But in any case, let's say that we do paint this fucking reality in the manner in which, you know, a man doesn't have half of his shit taken away. The kids go with the dad. The kids go with the mom or the dad. And all the court is really doing is just making sure that the fucking house doesn't get destroyed. That it is equal fucking 50-50. That there's no lawyers involved. No one's trying to overstep or overgrab more than they should. Both sides present paperwork. And then the one who has the most accurate paperwork doesn't have to do shit. the one who presents the most accurate information doesn't have to do shit, and the other person has to do all the job and all the work to produce either the same or somewhat identical fucking paperwork. That's it. Okay, now we can get a realtor involved, sell the property, 50-50, boom. Quick and done. Or how about this? It's like, all right, now that we have a realtor involved, you guys can take this into small claims court and get your 50-50. Leave me out of it. You know, this is only my job to steer and gear this divorce into the right direction. Let's say that it goes that's the fucking reality that we're trying to paint, right? Some of you guys already have your own nuances to this. I've never been fucking divorced. So I'm only going by what my dad had to go through, right? Which was nothing, really. He got divorced while he was in jail. And my mom just, like, the papers were finalized because they didn't have anything. That was it. So it only took, like, really 2 to 3 months to just get divorced because there was nothing involved. And all they could really settle on was $300 in child support, which my dad couldn't pay. So the state had to do it. But imagine you've got your nuances entangled with mine and you know, the perfect world that you've painted in your head just so happens to come to fruition. Would you get married? And even then, with these women and their fucking mental issues. Now, hold on. Let me back up a second, because let me play a little devil's advocate here. I'm no fucking saint. All right, I've got my own issues and trust issues and all this. Let me give you an example. Today, I came into work because I had to fill out some paperwork. God, fucking damn it. Hold on. Pardon me, man. I hate doing that to you guys. Now, I spoke to the, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm relaxed. I'm minding my own business. And, The office cleric comes over, and she's, you know, I don't like her. She's already tried to fuck me over on multiple occasions. So I just ignore her. And she's trying to talk to me, and she's just like, why aren't you responding to me? Why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you this? Aren't you? And I'm like, I'm not even clocked in. I'm not clocked in yet. Leave me alone. Excuse me? What did you say? I said, I'm not clocked in yet. Leave me alone. And then she repeated what I said, laughed, and walked away. I was just so irritated with this chick, and I'll tell you why. This chick got my blood boiling because she told me that she was going to take 30 minutes out of my pay. Later on, and I'm fucking arguing with her, right? She's doing this when the owner of the company's not there and my boss isn't there. And I had just clocked out, so she's tying up my free time. Oh yeah, and by the way, this was on a day when my supervisor was pulling this bullshit where he was like, oh, come in at 6 p.m., do 3 hours, and then come in again at 3, you know, clock out, and then come in again at 3 or 4 in the morning and do 2 hours and then go back home. And then come in again at 2 p.m., do 4 hours, and then go back home, come back at 3. You know what I mean? Just bullshit. And I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this? Why am I splitting my fucking time for this cocksucker who doesn't want to do his job? And by the way, I still wasn't breaking 8 hours. I was making like sevens and sixes. And I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. And it turns out that this piece of shit was shaving time for himself and using me as cover. So I said, no, fuck him. I'm not doing this shit anymore for him. Why? So he can get an extra 2 hours that, you know, I have to fucking slave for? Fuck him. And yeah, this fucking cocksucker, clocks in at 2 a.m. in the morning and stays until 2 p.m. in the afternoon, sitting on his balls and dick doing nothing. Oh, well, he's a supervisor. He's earned it. Like, no. No, not really. No, he hasn't. Not really. Not the way he fucking conducts himself. Not the way he fucking works. Certainly not the way he supervises. He hasn't earned a fucking thing other than disrespect. Now, I'll get into it some other time. Just, you don't even have, you know what? Fuck it. You don't even have to believe what I say. You know, that guy's put in 15 years. Obviously, he's doing something right for him to be here, right? So we'll just give him the credit, the benefit of the doubt. And I'm the fuck up, all right? We'll just go that direction and move forward with this story. I'm no fucking saint. There's a lot that I need to work on. Which means, more than likely, the girl that I'm with is probably going to end up divorcing me. Then what? Then the fucking blame is still going to come on me for not working on myself. For not, you know, for picking the wrong person and not working on myself. At the end of the day, we have a mental health crisis in this country that's causing us to vote like shit, to do stupid shit, to partner up with stupid people that are trying to fuck us over. People that are trying to destroy our lives. I mean, fucking hell. My boss, he tells his fucking daughters that, you know, if you've got your bills in order, if you've got this in order, that doesn't make you a whore if you want to sleep around with other men. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I look at this guy like, you're promoting your daughters to be sex addicts? And he's like, no, 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 that's not what I'm saying. No. In his mind, a sex addict is somebody who fucks on impulse. Like, so to him, there's no such thing as a high-functioning sex addict. There's no such thing as a incompulsive sex addict. In his mind, the picture that he paints of a sex addict is somebody who's just fucking 24/7, 7 days, like a nymphomaniac or with worse intentions. They gamble their health and their risk for the sake of the nut. And I'm like, no, dude. You're telling your daughters to have a rotation of men, and that's okay. Like, and he's like, what, you don't think that that's okay for women to be? And I was like, no, not at all, dude. And he's like, well, why not? She's paying her bills, she's paying her rent. I was like, yeah, but that just means that she's a sex addict who can pay her bills and her rent. So what? Well, she can't settle down? Well, why would she need to settle down? If I'm sleeping around, she should too. And I was like, so if you jumped off a bridge and overdosed and fucking did all this other shit, she should too? Oh, no, no, that's not what I'm saying. No, no, no. Then what the fuck are you saying? She should follow all of your footsteps except the wrong ones. Is that what you're saying? Even the fucked up ones? That you think are okay? And I'm like, dude, in my mind, his sex addiction, totally fucking justifiable. Because it's just sex. It's just love. Fucking liberal bullshit. I used to fucking think just like him. Smoking weed's not bad. It's just an herb. Well, getting drunk's not bad, right? That was me. Wolf, come on, bro. Like, why the fuck? It's just a beer. It's just a shot. It's just this. And here I am fucking drinking bottle after bottle after bottle. Can't hold down a job. Can't fucking maintain my emotions. Fucking losing every job because I can't fucking sleep. You know, I was just fucking drinking. Not on the job, but like right as soon as, like literally as soon as the fucking bell would ring, I'd fucking go straight to my car where I already had a fucking tall can waiting for me. I'd go hit the fucking store and just get a bottle and just fucking slam that and try to drive home as fast as I could before the buzz kicked in. Stupid shit. Stupid fucking shit. This guy's like literally got a fucking, and he prides himself on it too, like a fucking staple of just trying so hard to fucking get these women to fucking sleep with him. He's like, oh, I got all these girls, right? Four or five fucking numbers. And he's got no problem with that. But he talks to people like shit because he feels like he's the fucking man. Tries to fucking step up to motherfuckers, tries to act tough, tries to fucking, you know, get away with shit. All for the fucking sake of the nut. Because since he's able to bust, since he's able to grab all these women, he thinks he's alpha, working this shit job. And I'm over here trying to fuck, dude. I'm over here making pretty decent money now. I'm not saying it's perfect. It's just finally tapered to just right. And even now, I'm still like, no, dude, I have no business fucking dating. None. I've got too many fucking issues and problems that I need to deal with. I'm barely getting used to being on my own. Like, sometimes I catch myself just, like, going through a flashback, and I just, like, I'm stuck there for, like, 10 minutes. Like, fucking massive bad PTSD. Of just nothing but just bad memories of my parents fucking arguing. I have to, like, fucking physically shake myself out of those situations. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, the hell that come from? So, yeah, man, I'm at that point where I'm like, slapping myself out of those bad situations. And I always think to myself, if I were to get married, if I were to have kids, how the fuck would I explain that to them? Would I even have that problem? That's what I get scared of. I don't want to teach this bad behavior to my family. I want them to understand that, you know, this is just a condition that I'm going through at the moment. I don't want them to adopt it. I don't want them to think less of me. And you already know how these chicks are. God fucking damn. God forbid you trip over a rock in a manner that is a feminine to them, you are fucked. That woman will never respect you because you tripped over that rock a certain way that one time. God forbid somebody startles you and fucking catches, you know, it's just like you fucking jerk a certain way. And here's the thing, we never fucking, dude, sometimes these chicks, they act so fucking masculine. I was paying attention to some of these women. The way they scratch, the way they think, the way they walk, their initial steps. It looks like fucking King Kong, like fucking just stomping the fucking ground. Like once they start to build momentum, they just fucking stomp everywhere they go and you could see everything shaking. The way they fucking, like the way they waddle. It's not even a walk, it's a waddle. They swing their feet. And I think to myself, like, what the fuck? Ew. And this isn't just one chick. This isn't two chicks. This is a series of women that I've seen in this past weekend. And the girls that are feminine, they get picked on by the fucking girls that are butch as fuck. Oh, psh, you acting dainty. Uh-uh. You acting, nah, you fake. Girl, you better stop it with that. You trying to act all extra, Trying to act all, like, innocent and shit. Fucking unreal, dude. Like, there's this chick by this liquor store that I frequent. And, yeah, that shit happens a lot. They try to pick on her. Or they try to pick on this chick, right? She's like super sweet, super kind. She's young. I think she's like 19. She's like soft spoken. I tried to fucking pick up on her one time, but she's not really digging an older guy. And everybody's like trying to pick on her and make fun of her. And I'm just like, dude, like I remember I asked this one chick, why do you girls pick on her? Like, why? Oh, she tried to act all like she's like innocent shit. Like, what if she is? What if she hasn't had like her fucking heart stomped out by Tyrone or Tyrese or Tyrell or Tylenol? It's just like fucking staring at me like, what? And I'm like, yeah. What if the world hasn't shit on her the way that you guys have like put yourself in those positions? Like, did you ever think of that? They just fucking stayed quiet. And I was just like, all right, well, fuck it. I don't know if I'm pretty sure I made it worse for that girl. Because you already know how fucking people are. Fucking cocksuckers. Vengeful, spiteful motherfuckers. But my point is that this world, our culture that we live in, is so mentally destroyed that I don't think marriage is gonna fucking work. Gen Z is depressed as shit. My generation is fucking... they don't know how to date. My generation does not know how to fucking date. I can go up to a girl and just like, hey, I think you're pretty cute. Are you single? Can I take you out on a date? And they just fucking freeze and they think it's weird and they don't know how to act. It's like you gotta slowly put in the social dick, like, into them. Because if you go too heavy and go too fast and go too hard, like, you can't just fucking be. You cannot, if you have money, you can fucking say whatever the fuck you want. If you've got a nice car and a stupid goofy ass looking shirt and fucking sunglasses on, you can act like a fucking faggot and they would fucking totally be all over you. And by the way, I've seen that shit happen out here. Oh my God, girl, you're so fucking cute. You want to come hang out? And those girls are all over that guy because he's got fucking money and stupid, goofy-ass looking expensive sunglasses. And he doesn't wear... he wears fucking high-water pants, which I used to make fun of as a fucking kid. Now all of a sudden that shit's popular. And fucking loafers with no socks. The fuck are you gonna wear no socks? Totally fucking dig that guy. They'll totally go for that guy. Stinks to high heaven of fucking cologne that's like completely overpriced. Yeah, those girls are fucking like straight up into those guys. I can't tell you how many of those guys fucking rent those expensive ass cars. Or out here in Vegas, like the biggest problem or the biggest thing that we have out here is like those trike rental companies. It's in the name. Please don't make me describe it. Yeah. Those motherfuckers can be out in the open and just be like, hey girl, you want to hang out? Totally fucking down for it. I'm jacked as shit. Well, not fucking like jacked as shit, but I'm pretty yoked. I'm happy with my size. I wish I could do more pull-ups. That's like the one downside I have. I wish I could do more pull-ups. I wish I could run. So I'm going to start working on that. But for whatever fucking reason, I go up to these chicks, like, fucking got my hair combed, I look good, I'm well-spoken. I walk up to these girls, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? With a nice smile on my face, just like, I try to get to know them a little bit. Try to do some context clues, and I'm like, hey, you seem pretty cool, and I got a pretty cool place to hang out. You want to join me sometime? Like, here's my number. Fucking try to text them and they're just like, what? They freeze the fuck up. Anything, any little thing can make them freeze the fuck up. And I'm just like, all right, this chick's not interested. And I just leave it at that. Delete their number, ghost them, move the fuck on. And then they have the fucking nerve after they treat me like a fucking stranger to expect a follow-up text that they're gonna ignore anyway. Fucking unreal. So I just stopped fucking trying, dude. I quit fucking trying. And all the girls that give me those looks and stuff, I just stop paying attention, dude. Because my generation does not know how to fuck anymore. They would rather have a guy spit a fucking lie and a bullshit story to them. That's how they fucking figure a guy likes them, is when he's fucking lying to her. They don't want to listen to any other fucking thing other than just a bullshit lie. So my generation doesn't know how to fucking date. And then the older fucking generation, Generation X, right? They're fucking running around bitching and complaining they have no one to date when they fucking did it to themselves. It's like, dude. Like, you guys could easily be happy. Easily. Just put your bullshit aside. And just fuck, like, dude, you guys can even team up on fucking my generation, the millennials, and make fun of us for not being able to fucking date. Because we can't fucking make sense of which sex we are. You guys can easily fucking team up on us. Like a older brother teaming up on a younger brother. On the middle child. Like, look at this fucking idiot. Like, his generation can't even figure out what sex they are. Like, thank God we didn't have those fucking, like, racial problems that they have. But no, dude, a lot of these chicks, they still want to fucking, like, one last hoorah of popularity and all this other shit before we go out. We gotta vote Democrat because those were all the popular kids are. Those are all the cool kids are. Like, fucking unreal, dude. I even fucking have coworkers that Democrat. I'm like, fucking idiots. You fucking idiots. Why? Is being popular to you that fucking important? Why? And then my generation, fuck, dude, they walk in lockstep with anything that is thrown to them into the. This is the thing that I've realized. My generation listens to the news, and the news is just the Bible to them. It is the ultimate form of truth. It has to be. It's being spoken to by some leading authority that were, you know, in the past was more or less like a suggestion. Now, you know, like, what power of authority do they have other than they have a fucking news network? To them, it may as well be as good as a fucking doctor's degree. To me, dude, you couldn't pay me to listen to fucking Fox. You know, that old shoe gum fucking style of reporting is slowly gone. It's slowly disappeared. It's gone by the wayside. Some bygone shit now. You know, the honeypot that Veritas used to pull. That was fucking chef's kiss until they pulled what they pulled. It turned out to be just like everybody else. You know, threw their morals out the fucking window for a little bit of fame. And then you have the fucking, you know, Generation Z who have no idea what the fuck is going on. They don't know how to fucking date. They don't know how to fucking talk. They don't know how to make friends. The only thing they know how to do is lose their e-virginity. Which is cyber sex. It's fucking unreal, dude. They're desperately looking for mentors, and the only mentors that they can find is a guy who's a fucking liar. Who's finally charged. Thank fucking God. And an entire fucking, you know, cast of cucks. That are desperately trying to fucking teach them to have a polyamorous relationship when they themselves can't even have one. oh, I'm gonna get a fucking, like, a whole platoon of virgins. And it's just like, dude, you can't even fucking get a goddamn virgin in your normal life. There's no such thing. What the fuck are you talking about? These girls don't even champion virginity. The guy's my age, by the way. Talking about trying to find, like, 36 years old, trying to find virgins. Like, bro, you know what's really funny? I used to daydream like that when I had no maturity. When I had wealth and no maturity and no fucking sense, that's exactly how I used to daydream. Like those fucking pussy ass rich guys who just choose to fucking chase after sex. They have money, they have muscles, and they still can't get their dick out of their fucking ass because it just feels too good to get your dick sucked and stick it into other fucking objects. It's just, they can't let it go. That sexual desire, they just can't let it go. They can let go of friends, they can let go of people, they can let go of bad business deals, they can let go of all that other shit, but they can't let go of the feeling of some wet shit around their dick. Unfucking real. And they fucking preach this shit to kids. And in my judgment, it's a less of a version. It's less of a version than grooming. Slightly less. Ultimately, no different. Because what they're fucking suggesting is to put sex, do all this shit for the sake of sex. The only difference is that they're saying here, you live out your sexual fantasies. We're not going to do it for you. But ultimately, you're going to want to put yourself in a position to where you can make a decision to where how many sex partners you're going to want. Without saying that, right? You can choose to have the partners that you want around you. But ultimately, what they're really saying is like you can make that choice, but guess what? Inevitably, you already know what the fucking direction is going to be. Sorry, fucking thirsty. Summer's out here pretty hot. Any case, dude, that's just the shit that I'm facing. This is just the fucking stupidity that I face. If we were to fix everything, if we were to snap our fingers and get everything under control, where we wouldn't have to be worried about getting divorced all the time, having half our shit taken away, our kids fucking hating us, contemplating suicide and all this other shit, what then? Because I guarantee you, that's just the beginning of the fucking battle. We would still have to figure out a way how to deal with the fucking psychological issues and trauma that we've created over these generations. How to fix, how to repair, how to value and how to champion the reward that we get from struggle. That's not easy. That's something that has to be done by choice. I gotta tell you, dude, construction was a blessing. But it wasn't that easy of a transition, man. I'll get into those stories later. Till then, guard your heart.